bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning. 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the program. All you do is text me and we will respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. Still to come, Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response to the Jeff Poor Show in about a half hour. So stick around for that. And then in the 11 o'clock hour, from the Alabama poll, Michael Lowry will join us, so stay tuned for that as well. We'll kick it off here with mommy issues. Well, that's an easy question to answer, Jess. Since World War II, most U.S. recessions have started while Republicans held the presidency. Republican presidents, 10 recessions started under Republicans. Democrat presidents, 2 started under Democrats. The 2 Democrat presidents associated with recessions were Harry Truman and Jimmy Carter. Republican presidents associated with recessions include Eisenhower, Nixon, Reagan, Bush, and Trump. You think it's a recession because, you know, 2 quarters of negative economic growth. I don't know. In the way we're inflating the money supply, I don't know we get a real read on what a recession is. If you're able to, with GDP now, at least right now. And the thing about, you may be right historically, but I don't think that that's the metric you want to look at. I think you want to look at like consumer sentiment. It's the same thing that got Biden in trouble. Hey, stupid, the economy's doing better. You need to vote Democrat. And people just did not, they weren't buying it. I don't expect you to tell your cult members the truth. Just keep telling them it's all fake news, Jeff. Well, why do you listen, mommy issues? Don't you have like your Pokemon card collection or something to do right now? If you don't have faith in the Jeff Poor take on things, then it's a cult. I wish I had a cult. Well, no. Actually, no. Let me take that back. I'm not a proponent of cult-like behavior in any regard. I think your problem is, and this is where Democrats will always fail in the arena of ideas, that you don't take the other side seriously. You're these all just stupid people. They can't see the light. They're not as smart as you. They didn't go to the University of Alabama, Huntsville. And therefore, they're just stupid. And you're the one with all the answers. And all they got to do is listen to you. You're never going to win that way. If you care about winning at all, that's the problem. The Democrats and liberals, they don't take the other side seriously. They don't try to discuss this out and talk this out. It's just an automatic ad hominem attack. It's an automatic ad hominem and marginalize their point of view. And tell them that they're not, you know, their viewpoint doesn't matter. And guess what happens? It does matter. Because in the end, their vote counts as much as yours counts. Even though you have 2 degrees from the University of Alabama, Huntsville, I'm sure hanging on your wall next to your troll doll collection. Congratulations. Mike, if Trump ran on what he's done in the last year, do you think he would have won the election? There's not a doubt in my mind that Kamala would have won a majority vote, but I think he still would have won the Electoral College, probably. And that's a problem. It's always going to be a problem for Democrats. Winning the popular vote, but not really winning North Dakota or you know, Iowa or, you know, flyover country. Montana. And it's this, it's a cultural problem. like this is such a big part of the Democratic Party, is how they've embraced the progressivism in the social arena. And you could talk, well, it's you know, foreign policy, it's economic policy. But they also think that gender is fluid. That you know, things that we've had accepted as cultural norms for 200 years are now just out the window. And we're going to radically change that. And it's not just that we're going to change it. That if you dare resist it, we're going to brand you as some kind of racist, xenophobic, homophobic, bigot, and we're going to come after you. And you know what? I'll pay the high gas prices as long as you don't make me call a little boy with male genitalia a girl. I can't let go of that. It's just not in the country's DNA. Oh, we got a long one here from an unnamed texter. It's paradise. If I allow outsiders in my home and then my child starts to behave unusually, then I can deduce the difference is likely attributed to this new personality in my home. Such can be said about the difference of behavior in citizens of Alabama. Just take a really good look around and you will see what's happening and why. No one is protecting the citizens from the massive wave of illegal immigrants just fooling around like they own the place. So you can't be surprised when people stop voting for more of the same. Promises were made and not kept. I think the promises on illegal immigration are the one thing that the Trump administration that's the cornerstone. Shutting the border down. Because you see it. You ask law enforcement, unnamed texter, about fentanyl and the different things that came with the Biden border policy. A lot of them have gone away. And there's deportations and there's much made about that. And it becomes like for the Democrats and the media, it becomes a base energizing talking point. Look at these ICE deportation squads. But the on the other side of that, people see that and are like, yeah, this is what I voted for. So I don't think it's illegal immigrants at all that with Alabama. I just think it's the growth of some of the cities here and all this development and jobs and people move from other states and bring their politics with them. They're Democrats, but they're not that wildly left-wing. Ultra-right to the left wields their emotions to great effect politically. We, the rational right, lead on reason and temper our emotions. Do you think we are ignoring a big political tool? Should we advocate for a bit of emotion when it comes to, say, the assassination culture on the left? I think they try, but you know what? It doesn't. When Charlie Kirk died and when Trump, the first attempt on Trump, you tangibly sensed a shift in the politics. But it was short-lived, just as like a lot of things are in our politics. I think in some ways Charlie Kirk may be more than the attempt on Trump. Squirrel Vereed, oh, if Trump had a cult and were a king, the liberals would be eradicated like the Jedi Knights. Nice Star Wars reference. Oh, Mommy Issues back for more. I'm not a Democrat. I voted for both. Blanks. It's not that I don't take you a Republican serious. I think the average citizen is going under Jeff under the policies of this administration. I don't know what to tell you. I don't think you take them seriously because you come on the text line and you deride their intellect and you call them cult members. Like they're not smart enough to reasonably come to a conclusion that is the basis of their politics. It's nothing but a cult-like mentality. It's that simple. You don't understand it, so thus it has to be they're stupid and they're just cult members. That's your problem. You don't understand. You won't take the time to try to understand. You're automatically dismissive. And that's the whole phenomenon behind kind of Trump derangement syndrome thing. Look at these stupid people who are ruining our country voting for Trump. Why do you think they vote for Donald Trump? What leads them to that destination? What makes them vote for Trump? And your conclusions are just stupid. But that's not it at all. It's a number of things. It's abuses by the system. It's illegal immigration. It's the change in the culture, change in the economy. It's a longing for a past era. We're told there's virtue in this multinationalism, multiculturalism. We're a global citizenry. And it's not just we're told that. It's that it's imposed upon us, and if you don't go along with it, we're going to make an example out of you. See, and here you go. It's hard not to be dismissive, Jeff, when the facts are 56% of the American public cannot read beyond the sixth grade level. But somehow the United States remains one of the most prosperous countries in the world. Somehow. Maybe we should be like Sweden, that economic powerhouse. So it's this elitism, and you're kind of like playing into it there, mommy issues. Buddy asks, please never ban mommy issues. We need that type so we can see what basement dwelling goons and racists truly are to keep us and MAGA moving forward. Sometimes I had to ban him. Her. I assume it's a him. Southern Jedi. With the Iran war, pedos going unarrested, the Republicans have already lost, literally just had to stay out of wars, arrest child predators, and cut excessive spending. And Republicans would have won on the landslide. My favorite far lefties are the ones who try to convince everyone they are undecided voters. Yeah, because it's a virtue signaling thing. Well, I don't pledge allegiance to the party. I vote for the person. But you got to have some basis of your belief system. You can be a good person and a high standing moral character, but you can be wrong. You could be very articulate on the stage. You could give a good stump speech, and you could do everything, check all the boxes. But ideologically, you could just be wrong about this. Higher taxes or whatever, wealth redistribution. That's you can't just run the government on. I can't walk. On Bunny Rabbits and Sunshine and Rainbows. You got to have a belief system, and that's why I'm always dismissive of these people. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Why can't you see what you do with me
when you don't believe a word I've seen? Stayed up late again watching TV with my best friend. I don't know what's wrong with me, cause I know I need my rest. But if I don't stay up all night and sleep all day, I ain't at my best.
Hey, welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for being with us on this Friday morning, 251-343-0106. Pat, every illegal I work around, which a lot live in Pascagoula and drive to Mobile to work every day. Unnamed texter, the 4-year Biden catastrophe was orchestrated and planned. These people knew exactly what they were doing. Squirrel Overeem, our illegal immigration. We have seen some successes in Mobile and especially Baldwin counties, but the media, of course, treat them like victims. They are now focusing on the guy suing about being detained, but the reporting has also shown there is a long way to go with all the times an illegal who was deported and let back in causes a traffic tragedy or murders someone. Backstrap, I'm guessing mommy issues is a keyboard warrior living in his parents' basis. Ultra Runner, I see Craig Monger slipped the 12-letter word in caterwauling into a newsletter. I love it. Mass media rules were written when we, an abridged dictionary, sitting on a special table in the hall. Today, a mere click does a trick. News with an entertaining flair and rare without compare. Jay Mitchell's advisors will sip their herbal tea and firmly disagree, but Alabamians crave respect from the mountains to the sea. Yes, poetry sucks. My poetry sucks, but thought you needed a break from the chubby-fingered kids texting from their basement. I had to keep an eye on Craig as the editor of 1819 News. There's a lot more big words that don't make it through into the copy. But it's sort of a mass communications 101 standard here is easy to digest, easy to communicate. Reach as many people as possible. You don't want to dumb it down, but you don't want the reader to have to sit there with a thesaurus and figure out what words mean. So there's a good balance there. But thanks for picking it up. Craig will be thrilled to hear that. Mommy Issues back for more. What I'm looking forward to is when your kids become of age and look back at this time in history. The look of shame and questioning of your intellectual capacity to know the truth, yet towing the line of Trump's grifting. I foresee a lonely existence for you coming for you. Is it like you, buddy? I don't know how bad it could get, but I know one thing, that if as lonely as I could be, I won't be sitting around texting into a conservative radio show with like Cracker Jack box level insults. No, my kids will figure it out for themselves. I don't think they're going to turn out to be liberal or kind of social rejects dwelling in mommy's basement. But hey, whatever. I mean, you got to where you are in life, and all we can do is pray for you. 251-343-0106. Checking the special congressional election qualification board here. Jerry Carl, John Mills, and Austin Sidwell in AL1. We gotta get Austin on, who I think has a compelling story. He's been on this program before. Of course, we know Jerry really well. And I've only met John Mills once. I was at the Daphne Forum that I moderated about a month ago. AL2, Hampton Harris, Rhett Marcus, and Joshua McKee. Doubt they're going to be spending much time wanting to be on Mobile Radio, but we'll do more on that race when the time comes. And in AL6, Case Dixon and Gary Palmer. This is the two candidates we had in the first go-around in that one. The interesting thing about this is there's no runoff. It's an August 11th special election, which in theory, without a runoff, I mean, you could get potentially only 20% of the vote and become the nominee if the fields are crowded enough. Now, the clock is ticking. The fields will be set at 5 p.m. They will qualify and closes at the close of business today. And when we come back on Tuesday, we will know who the candidates are for 1, 2, 6, and 7. And then that campaign will be underway as we head toward August 11th. 251-343-0106. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5. Sleep tight, darling, and close your pretty brown eyes. Look away, look away. to the Jeff Porter Show, Definite Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Friday morning. Still to come on the program from the Alabama poll, Mike Lowry. That's in the 11 o'clock hour. In the meantime, text line 251-343-0106. More of your text coming up here in the program, so keep them coming, even you, mommy issues, despite your ad hominem attacks and dire future predictions for my personal life. We'll still entertain your musings. Joining us now, he is the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show, but always my pleasure to introduce to you former Congressman Parker Griffith. Congressman, how are you?
Good morning, Jeff. We're doing well up here in the North Country. We had some great rain for the 2 days, and the corn is happy. The farmers are happy about the rain. They are unhappy about the price of diesel. I've got a diesel truck. It holds 22 gallons, $117. You can imagine how the farmers are feeling. I don't know. This is the economic fallout here. I think for Trump supporters, I think they can say to themselves, you know, we've given his management style a trial. We've given it a good time to see how it worked out, and we realize now that he's just over his head, and Iran has got him right where they want him. He's killing us at the pump, killing us with fertilizer prices, grocery stores, and we're just beginning to see the increase. This is not even close to being over. And I don't know whether he can reverse that by November. I doubt seriously that he can. And I watch him as he has absolutely destroyed his consensus in the Senate by attacking Cronin in Texas, Massey, and Cassidy. You know, he's got three senators in the Republican Senate that are not his friends, and they're not going to cooperate with him. And the weakness of the Speaker of the House is just, this guy, he needs to be driving I don't know. Anyway, things are not working out, but think those who gave Trump a chance and said maybe he's what we need, I think right now they're probably questioning themselves and saying, look, this is America. This is about economics, about putting food on the table and paying our bills, and this guy is not helping us. So I think things are changing, and the only bright spot is the Democrats are completely in disarray. They're not coming with any answers either. So it's really a chaotic time for politics.
Well, let's start here. And I'm more interested what's going on locally in your neck of the woods. My friend Josh Moon points this out. You had a really surprising Democrat turnout in the primary without much to vote for on the ballot. And, you know, overwhelmingly Democrats outpace Republicans in Madison County. What do you make of that? I think the land seat for you guys is probably going to be safe, but also looking at that old Tom Butler seat, I think you guys could pick up at least a state Senate seat, if not two, one down in Montgomery as well. But what are your folks saying about sort of what happened Tuesday?
Well, Madison County and the city of Huntsville is not typically, or it's typically thought of as a southern city. But the influx of individuals who did not grow up here, did not go to school here, it's really amazing the change that's happened. And Madison County could very well become a blue county during the next election cycle. I attribute that to, number one, we have got a very well-educated, smart black population. And we also have a, in general, a well-educated white population. And they are not necessarily attracted to Trump's style. And as a matter of fact, it turns off a lot of good, what I would consider good, solid, independent Americans. And they just don't like it. And I was pleasantly surprised by the turnout. Even statewide, the Democratic turnout was certainly greater than it has been. Doug Jones has a shot at this because Tuberville is obviously challenged intellectually and judgmentally and otherwise. Whether Doug Jones can capitalize on that, I don't know whether he has the money for it or he's got the right message. But there's a lot of people that, well, I just had breakfast with a bunch this morning that many of them had been Trump. Let's just see what Trump can do. After all, he's not a politician. He's a good businessman. He's not far to the left, et cetera. But the decisions that are being made frighten a lot of people, particularly this Iran business. I mean,
let's talk about Iran. And you know, you and I have had conversations about Iran. Now, you know, whether he is handling it, you know, appropriately or strategically correct. But a lot of Democrats would say, like, you know, that, or you know, at the time, hey, this was something that needed to be done. I mean, are you still there, or do you think that maybe we got a little trigger happy?
Well, there more. War is the failure of politics, and to send your son-in-law over to negotiate a potential peace deal did not sit well with those of us who pay attention and read as much as we can. And we want what's best for America, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat. This is bad judgment on Trump's part. Maybe it is true that the intentions or the goal of preventing Iran from being a nuclear power, maybe that goal is good. But the ability to achieve that goal, Trump has screwed that up completely. And he is in a position where how's he going to get out of this? You can't bomb Iran into submission.
What would you do? Just kind of walk away from it? I mean, because, you know, he was being cheerled, like, and you know, I'm not saying it was Democrats at all, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, and then they were saying, hey, Mr. President, you did the right thing here. The Israeli government, obviously very gung-ho about this. The idea that Iran could ever possess a nuclear weapon was something that had to be dealt with, and Trump dealt with it, but now we think we got it. I don't know. I mean, I thought we had it like 2 years ago when he bombed it the first time. Yeah. I mean, but you know, who knows, but well, no. So like, what's the right answer here?
Well, we don't have an answer because we don't have leadership. What Trump says on Thursday is not true on Monday. We have a leader who has lost the respect of other world leaders. The Gulf of Hormuz is a problem, but look at the geography and look at the Caspian Sea, and you can see where Russia can continuously provide Iran with whatever it needs. We are behind in drone production. we're shooting a million dollar missile or a $10-20 million missile at a $40,000 drone. And Iran understands that Trump is unstable and is losing the support of the Senate and losing the support of a lot of Americans who are independent and wanted him to do well. And now they're seeing that his management style and the people he surrounded himself with are inadequate.
Well, I mean, but you got him, unless there's some kind of miraculous impeachment or something bad happens, God forbid, but he's going to be president until 2029. I guess the question I'm asking, though, like, if you're advising the president right now, what do you do?
If I were advising the president, I would get rid of Hedgepeth right off the bat. And I would elicit some true diplomats, the people that some of the right-wing elements say we don't need any more of those damn bureaucrats. They don't know what they're doing. That's not true. I can tell you that that's not true. We have got a serious group of diplomats that know how to handle world leaders.
Well that's, I mean, that's fine. And it's personalities. I get it. But, like, policy-wise, not just personnel, but, like, the policy. What is the right policy prescription here? What you know, you get rid of Hedgepeth, you get rid of Jared Kushner or whoever, Lutnick, you get rid of those guys, but what do you want? What is appropriate for them to do? Do you cut a deal with the Iranian regime? Like, what is the answer here?
Absolutely, you cut a deal because you don't have a choice. They've got Hormuz. They've got that straight. Russia can provide Iran with whatever it needs, and we need to change the narrative. The narrative that we're going to keep Iran from being a nuclear power doesn't ring true. China's a nuclear power. Russia's a nuclear power. North Korea is a nuclear power. Pakistan is a nuclear power. Are we going to use that same narrative and attack? Russian sanctions haven't worked. Trump pulls away from Ukraine, that's got better drone technology than America. Ukraine is exhibiting a backbone that Trump has ignored. And yes, he's going to have to make a deal.
What does that deal look like then? What do you concede? Because the Iranians want, I mean, they have a list here. I think it would put them in a better position than they were before the attacks on Iran.
Well, nobody's going to want to hear this, but there was a workable solution during the Obama administration to control Iran's nuclear capability with inspections that they had to accept. Now, we've got to get back to the narrative that why can't Iran be as nuclear positive as Pakistan, North Korea, Russia, China, U.S., Israel, and with proper inspections, we can protect ourselves. Everybody's going to say, "Oh no, you can't trust Iran."
Well, yes, and the problem is, and it's easy for us to do that from this side of the globe, but the Israelis are never going to go along with that, and then they're going to. I believe they're going to continue whatever their military exercise. You're still going to have the Strait of Hormuz closed.
Well, we've got to address our relationship with Netanyahu, not the Israeli people, but with Netanyahu. Netanyahu is in the same predicament that Trump is in. when Netanyahu goes out of office, there's a real possibility that he goes to jail. Same is true with Trump. We've got two old men whose ego is not doing their people any good. It's not helpful. So there's going to have to be a compromise. The Strait of Hormuz is a critical journey for oil and for oil, and it's going to have to be worked out.
Right.
And Iran is not going to give up its ability to be a nuclear power.
And hey, Congressman, we're a little long here. We got to cut you off here, but you've always intrigued our text line here, and they're ready to respond as you always do. But yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on. We'll do it again soon.
All right, Jeff. Y'all stay warm. Stay dry. Yeah.
Thank you, former Congressman Parker Griffith, the official Democrat response of the Jeff Poor Show. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5. To the Jeff Poor Show, FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning, 251-343-0106. Still come on the program, Mike Lowry from the Alabama Poll. That's in the next hour. Southern Jedi, gotta love it when a leftist brings other people's kids into a discussion. I mean, you think about the argument there. Like, and then maybe he's just not interested in winning people over or winning me over to his point of view. So now I deride him. I mean, we call him mommy issues. So I guess what goes around comes around. But yeah, it's just sort of a tactic there. Leo, what did Parker Griffith had to say back in 2022 when gas prices were higher than now? How wonderful Joe Biden was? Gary, the stupid Democrat. This stupid Democrat bumped his head. I hate this segment with this dude. Really, got to go. Mike, Parker is wrong that it's Trump's style that has turned off many from him. It's deliberately reneging on his campaign pledges and putting Israel's interests ahead of preferences above Americans. Also, I have a question. A big-time Zionist negotiating the deal is a fool's errand. Nobody in the Middle East can trust a Zionist to enter into good-faith negotiations, just like the Israelis won't accept that Iran is acting in good faith. They're both liars and snakes. This guy's a total idiot. The Dems are why we are where we are in Iran. Why didn't Biden administration build drones? My God, Jeff, it's Billy D. What a talking point. This guy is such a freaking blooming idiot. I just don't know why you put them on your show other than to show how much of a fool he is and the Democratic Party. It's kind of interesting to me. You can hear me talk for 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, but sometimes you need something. I mean, we have 90% Republican-leaning guests. Well, maybe not that high. I'm like 85-80%, somewhere in that range, whatever. It's overwhelmingly right of center. But, the thing about Parker Griffith, I think he believes this stuff. Sometimes you get a Democrat on and they'll rehearse the talking points, and he rehearses the talking points, but I really honestly do think he believes them. I mean, I go visit him when I'm in Huntsville. We talk about stuff, and some of the stuff he's very well knowledgeable, very well versed. The one thing he will do that a lot of Democrats won't do, he'll criticize his own party.
Ride a black tornado.
yes, he's a Democrat, and he's going to be against a lot of what we believe. But he will acknowledge that his own party has its own issues. 251-343-0106. Still got a bunch of text here from the Parker fallout. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Now, if your leather jacket means to you what this hat means to me, then I get...